campaign are organised an event which commemorates the 40th anniversary of the death of two IRA men. These two IRA men were travelling with a car that had a bomb in it, and the bomb exploded, killing the two IRA men. And the bomb was probably intended for the RUC station in Castlederg. So these people were intent on taking murder and mayhem into the centre of Castlederg. And the last thing the people of Castlederg want to remember is the death of two IRA men, because there are 28 deaths that have not been solved in the Castlederg area which were caused by terrorists.
But is this not a part of nationalist culture that they're celebrating here? If we're to move forward in the north, should unionists not agree with this?
I don't see how you would ever expect the unionists to accept that the death of two IRA men who were transporting a bomb is something that we in the unionist community would want to see commemorated. These people, as I say, were going to bring death and mayhem into Castlederg, and it's not something that I would want to see celebrated with anything.
So when is it okay for Republicans to commemorate those who were killed during the Troubles?
They could certainly commemorate, for example, at the site where this actually happened, or they could stay out of the actual town area. They're intending to have a parade through the town of Castlederg past various points where RUC men were murdered by the IRA, and to me that would be very offensive to the unionist community.